Yeah, I think I'm just not the biggest fan of musicals. I like The Heights. That was like the first musical movie that I really liked.
Wait, The Heights? Oh my God. You know what song I'm talking about, because it had me furious. Have you seen The Heights?
Yeah, I've seen it, but it didn't capture my... I love musicals, though, but...
There was one scene where everybody... It's like a beach party, and everybody's, like, going all crazy and stuff. Yeah, and then the theaters, main lead woman just, like, comes in. She's just like, but... And I was like, I got so... You remember that? I got so
mad. Yeah, the guy was, like, rapping, and then it goes to...
I was like, bro, what? You just killed the vibe.
She's the woman who plays in Scream now, next to Jenny Ortega. Alongside Jenny Ortega?
I've never seen
Jenna Ortega.
Next to Jenna Ortega ever.
It's her older sister in the new Scream movies, where the twist is that she has killer blood in her DNA. Spoiler!
I don't watch any... I don't think I've seen a Scream.
Are you recording?
Yes.
Oh. I was like, I don't think I've seen a Scream at all.
No, I've seen the originals.
I've never watched a Scream. Oh! Man down!
But it's weird, though, because I like The Heights plot, movie plot. But I don't really, you'll never probably catch me singing the song from The Heights unless it's like a super catchy, like just the chorus. But Greatest Showman, I kind of get bored with the movie. Like, I'm just like, hurry it
up. The movie
up.
Is terrible.
But I love the songs.
But the song, that's why I love it. Cause I'm like, every song is so good that I will sit through the movie because every song is good.
Yeah.
Except for Michelle.
Yeah. I remember when it came out, like it was me and Natalie, and I was like, I don't want to go watch a musical. Why would I pay for that? And then I actually did. I was like, whoa. But I really didn't like Hugh Jackman's character. Like
he's
his character.
Jerk.
Yeah, he's such a jerk. But the music makes
him
good.
No, he's a jerk, and they also try to make him seem like so, he's a good guy.
Yeah,
like,
no,
he took advantage of people because of how they looked and acted and made money on it. He's an evil person.
Practically cheated on his wife. Yeah.
But did he, though?
I feel like he knew, so then he's like, this is my chance. Like, I see your talent, so I'm going to use your attraction.
Then what was his wife mad about?
Well, because I think she saw him.
Well, she's like, I saw you looked at her. But was he wasn't looking at her like, he's like, I'm looking at the money.
Yeah,
that's what I thought.
Or he's looking at the fame he gets
from her.
It,
yeah.
Which I'm like, that's fine.
Yeah, but I also think because he became such a jerk that like he wasn't around. He thought that like, if I give you this house and all these things,
right? But he
I'm
wasn't
good.
There.
Yeah, and he became a bad husband.
But I think that's better because my dad gave me nothing and he wasn't there. So I'm like, I'd rather have a nice giant house and he not be there too.
So you want your father like this him. First story?
Ouch.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Comfort Level Podcast. Okay. I'm Maddie, and I'm here with.
I'm sorry, that's so.
Sam, it's okay. You get it.
Okay.
Sam. Come on, bro. Just smile a little bit.
Maddie! Maddie's like, add money.
Revenue.
Maddie's
revenue.
Too much about business. He capitalizes on my relationship with my father for money. She knows it gets added.
I thought you were going to transition.
She knows
it.
Listeners like it.
I was like, I shouldn't be laughing.
Yvonne's dying over there.
Okay, so this is Yvonne, and then who are these two people on this couch?
You can go first. Go That's first, because that was a lot. Same. I'm Brandon.
Can't wait for this first story.
Am I the asshole for telling my father I do know about that? Telling your dad you do know something.
I do know a little something about that.
I play a little.
No, you're not. Tell your dad.
Yeah.
Let him know.
Yeah, tell him.
Stand on business.
Yeah, what Yvonne said.
Am I the asshole for telling my father I do know about that? I, female 28, am a wildlife biologist. I have a master's degree in wildlife conservation and am hoping to go for my doctorate soon. I have worked in this field since I was 16 and I am very passionate about it. When we were visiting my family recently for Easter, my mom asked me to tell my family a little bit about work. I was very excited to talk about my current research. Here's where the issue comes in. My father, male 60, would respond to almost everything I say and say, I don't know about that. At first, I tried to ignore it, but it just didn't stop. Eventually, I responded, well, I do, given the 2 degrees I have in all. I responded in a light, playful tone. He did not take it well at all. He immediately accused me of being disrespectful. I responded saying, I'm sorry, but it's disrespectful of you to insinuate that you know more than I do about my field. Dinner got pretty quiet after that. I finished the meal, helped with dishes, and said goodbye before leaving. But on the ride home, I got a phone call from my mother asking me why I felt the need to aggravate my father and why I had to talk back. I'm a 28-year-old professional. This feels insane to me. Am I the asshole?
No. No. You're just educated.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, you're using your degrees.
Ooh. Tell them. Why are you having a
seizure? Was that the
kitchen? She's using Morse code with those buttons.
That's tuition right there.
There was no sign to see, so dead, I just said, I'm here.
Dead stare at it.
No, I totally agree. This reminds me, I feel like, I don't know, maybe we all have family like this where there's somebody, or you just know somebody where they can't agree with a point. They potentially just have to play devil's advocate or be on the other side of that point.
Yeah.
For no reason. Like in this example, she has gone to school for it. She knows what she's talking about. And this man who knows nothing about her dad, who knows nothing about it, is like, is it really that believable? I don't think so. So I think that's really frustrating. The thing that bothers me the most, though, is the mom being like, don't aggravate him, mm-hmm. which makes me think that this man just says whatever he wants all the time.
Yeah.
And we have to live on the tip. We have to walk on our tippy toes to make sure that we don't hurt his ego or we don't upset him, which I think is a lot more common. And that's frustrating to hear because that's a similar family style that I've seen where it's like, not necessarily with my dad, but just with certain family members where I'm like, okay, now we have to appease you so that we can have a normal-ish, like, so you don't explode, basically. We have to like be nice or just do whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
Which is frustrating.
It's very frustrating.
That the mom is like enabling that behavior. And even though the daughter's moved out, she's like, the fact that you're still on the side of him, like this man knows, he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
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 What was the field?
Wildlife biologist.
Oh, okay.
Wildlife biologist.
Because I feel like it's a thing that probably happens to a lot of people. Probably not as extreme as this, like him getting mad about it. But it's like when you're a kid and you're used to your parents knowing, or you think they know everything. And so you ask them for everything. You get older, you learn more stuff. And then as you get older, there's going to be some things you know more than your parents. But there's still that switch in the conversation where you're still used to your parents dictating to you and teaching you. And you're like, well, actually, no, it's this.
Yeah.
Usually your parents are like, oh, thank you for telling me. But some people are like, they're not ready to have the parent-child relationship change where I'm the authority figure and you're just the person who takes it.
Oof. So you think his ego got hurt?
Yeah, 100%.
No longer the source of knowledge.
Yeah.
Especially when you're a dumb person who's in that role and you're telling people stuff and then you're like, no, you're dumb. I'm not saying he's dumb, but I'm like, there are some dumb people like, literally my only authority in life is I get to tell my kid what to do. Yeah. I'm stupid, but at least I get that over this kid. And your kid like reaches a normal level of intelligence. They're like, wow.
Yeah.
You're an idiot.
Or maybe not dumb. Sometimes ignorant too. Just ignorant. when you get stuck with that ignorance of, oh, like this is all I am the knowledge. And it's like someone that actually is educated now challenges your ignorance. You're like,
but no. is it dumb though? Still might be on the side of dumb because she's telling him, she said, I am the knowledgeable one. I'm telling you. And he said, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm like, he's refusing potentially the knowledge where ignorance is. You're like, I didn't even know that was a thing. Oh, thank you, daughter, for telling me about that. That's pretty cool.
True.
Compared to being like, no, I don't know about that, which is why I feel like I'm a little bit more on the side of Sam, where it might be seriously, it's just like a patriarch family system. The dad tells everybody what to do. Mm-hmm. He's right all the time. Yeah. And the moment he gets challenged, especially when he's wrong, he's like, no.
Yeah. And I think that I totally agree, because it's like in the household, if the man is the head of the household, if I pay the bills, he can't tell me what to do and that sort. And it really upsets me that the mom had the audacity to go off on the daughter. Like, I feel like parents should be proud that their child has 2 master's degrees, right? And is excelling and is more knowledgeable. It makes no sense to me. Like, be proud of your daughter. And if you don't know a subject, like, that's okay. We all aren't smart and everything.
Right.
And just because you don't know, it doesn't mean you're, like, less masculine or anything like that. You don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
Your daughter can teach you.
I just feel like some parents don't ascribe to the thing of you want your kids to be greater than you.
No, absolutely not.
There's, like, it's like, you know, the classic dad playing their son in basketball and the son beats the dad for the first time. And it's like how the dad reacts to that. Like, the dad's like, man, I knew you could do it, man. You're just getting better and better. So I'm like, no, my leg was all messed up, man. We got to play again because, hey, man, it's raining and have excuses.
Clay's dad?
Yeah, Clay's dad to a T. Like, you know it was crazy that day. That wasn't even real life. You're like, no, you want your kids to be better and go further than you. It's some people are competing with their children or they're jealous of their kid because of things they're able to do that they may would not have been able to do. Mm-hmm. So they're like, hold on to that. Like, this is a competition between them. Like, no, you should want them to be better and go further.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's a top comment here. Not the asshole. At first, you use a playful tone so you weren't confronting him in front of other people. He was being disrespectful to you to start with. Is this a pattern with him? And OP responded, unfortunately, yes, which is why it's so hard to just ignore it, as my mom suggests. And then somebody else commented, do it back to him, but in ways that don't make any sense. Like, he'll say, it's raining, and it's clearly raining. And you say, I don't know about that. While immediately looking at the window, seeing that it's pouring, and then immediately walk away. And then they go on to say, he says, I'm going to the bathroom. And you say, I don't know about that. He says, my knee is playing up again. I don't know about that. Walk away. For bonus points, you limp away. Another one, if he calls you on the phone and you say, who is this? He says, it's your dad. You say, I don't know about that. And then you hang up. When he loses his mind, you just tell him, doesn't feel so good, does it? Walks away. Or don't. I'm the asshole, so I don't know. This person's being like, I would do this because I'm... And I'm like, yeah.
Anything where you get to do a fake limp, I'm in. I love a fake limp. Limping when you're not hurt is so fun. Have you guys just limped?
Yeah.
No.
For no reason. And people are like, what's wrong? Like,
have you done it in public?
Yes. I walked with a cane. Stop.
No, I literally believe that. There was one time we challenged Sam on the cruise one day to have an accent the entire day. As like,
oh yeah,
Keith.
Yeah.
The entire day he was like, we weren't even around, and I have a feeling Sam was genuinely doing it
as that voice. And then the next day, when I was talking normally, they're like,
"What? Wait, what
is a southern Keith? Keith? Keith?
There's Keith. Keith likes to talk like this, and so through the whole cruise, I was like, "Hey, how you doing, girl? Are we going to breakfast?" And I talk like that for the entire day.
Didn't you like lose your voice?
I did lose my voice by the end.
Which is why I was like, he genuinely did that. And we would only see him like through different portions of the day. And he's like talking to people and he's like, yeah, it's me, Keith. And I'm like, I believe Sam would walk with a limp for no reason because he had an accent for no reason and nobody was watching him.
That's one thing. I do have a problem with that because the reason I had the cane was when I worked at Subway, there was a old man who came in with a cane. And he left without the cane.
So you just kept it?
Well, we left it there for 2 weeks. We're like, he's going to definitely come back for his cane. He never came back. I'm like, how did you walk in with a cane and then you like,
it's no, I know what it is. Out. It was the Brotherhood of the Traveling Canes.
It might have been.
You got to give that cane back. You got to find it.
I don't have the cane anymore.
It travels.
It's gone.
Wow, it just disappeared.
But because this one I was in college and I would walk. Damn. And I loved House, so I was walking like House.
Oh.
How he walks like that. And I did that for like probably like 3 days. I was like,
committed.
Committed. And it's fun to walk with a limp.
Isn't it kind of bad for your hip though?
I think it was. Have bad. A cane? I think that's why my hip clicks now.
Only 3 days.
Yeah.
3 days. Lifetime of
or,
hip problems.
Or the dumb thing where I was driving my sister and I just made fun of her because she Tori Kelly started playing. Mm-hmm. And she's like, okay, Tori Kelly. So now every time Tori Kelly comes on, when she would drive, I'm like, okay, Tori Kelly. But I do it now every time it plays in my car. My sister's not even there. And I'm like, okay, Tori Kelly. It's a thing I have to do because I'm like, I'm doing it for a bit. Even if no one's here, I'm going to continue to do this.
It got so bad you went to a concert.
I'm going to Tori. And when I go to the concert, I'm like, okay, Tori Kelly. I'm doing the meet and greet. And I'm going like, okay, Tori Kelly. That's happening next week. I'm excited. Really?
It's a week away.
It's a week away next Thursday.
I wonder if we're doing our episode with Steph next week then.
I'm gonna be here. It's on Thursday.
Oh, so then it's not
then. You're trying to get me out of me. You're trying to get me.
Well, no, I'm like, we have an episode where you're gone because you're like gonna be missing for like 60 weeks of the year.
That's in a couple weeks.
60 weeks of the year.
He's gonna be gone for a long time.
Where are you going?
I don't know where I'm going. I feel like they're killing me. I think I'm getting kicked off the show. I didn't know I was going that long.
This is how you find out.
Yeah, this is how I
find out. It's like, wait, if I do the math, 60 weeks, we're like 4 months in. Yes.
Steph's replacing me is what you're saying.
I thought you were going somewhere. Traveling first class. Like this next story.
We're so messed.
Sam, you gotta fight back. You can't let her keep doing this. You have to fight back.
And I feel like she's specifically using me. I'm the punching bag right now.
You gotta fight back.
You know I ain't never been anywhere first class. That's why you're hurtful, man. You know I ain't never been first class.
I've never done that either.
This is crazy.
You gotta fight back. I can't. You have to fight back.
Brandon, help me. Okay, I got it.
All right, this one's a little interesting here.
Ooh.
Am I the asshole for not letting my 6'6 brother have the free first class upgrade the airline gave me on our 12-hour flight? Are you giving up your seat to your taller sibling?
No, I don't care about my sibling or how they feel. Yeah, anyway.
I'm sorry, you're tall. That ain't my fault.
For take your no nickel having to economy, all right? Yeah. I paid this.
Fold your big old body and sit in that small seat.
Should have been folding bills like you fold your legs with your tall ass.
I'm 4'3". I'm about to sit up perched up in this big old seat.
I'm sitting crisscross applesauce in here. Just I'm for like, the hatred of it.
I'll take an appy juicy.
And the warm peanuts.
Am I the asshole for not letting my 6'6 brother have the free first class upgrade the airlines gave me on our 12-hour flight? We are at the beginning of my dad's retirement trip. He's paying for all of us to meet as a family in Hawaii for a week since he's retiring after working at the same company for 42 years. There are 6 of us, but my brother and I live in the same part of the country. I guess it's relevant to say that I'm 5'1 and my brother is 6'6.
I'm shorty.
I fly all the time for work, and I have quite a bit of status with the airline for which my dad has bought our tickets. This is what happened earlier today. We were all boarded and ready to go when a flight attendant came up to me and whispered that they had a first-class passenger not show up, and they needed the coach seat to accommodate a standby passenger. She said I had by far the most status of anyone on the plane, so they were willing to move me to first class for free. I was like, oh yeah, and I took it in a heartbeat. I told my brother I'd see him in 12 hours and let me know if he wanted any food or drink. I grabbed my stuff and moved. Needless to say, I had a nice flight. When we landed, we were waiting for our shuttle. My brother was so pissy but wouldn't tell me what was going on. He didn't speak to me the whole shuttle ride. We had a nice hello with the rest of the family, but after I got down from my shower, my mom took me aside and said that what I did was awful. I asked her what she was talking about, and she said that I should have given my brother the seat. I thought that would be the end of it, but all 5 of my siblings and my parents are upset with me, and the vacation is off to a very rough start. I was trying to play with my niece and nephew in the lobby, waiting for lunch, and my sister said, no, they only like to play with people who give a shit about their family.
Dang.
What were you thinking? I asked her if this was about the first class thing, and she said, what do you think it's about? I said that he never asked me to switch with him, and she said, an asshole makes people beg. Family members don't. I've been by myself since lunch and not having much fun. Am I the asshole?
No,
the family is.
Yeah, not gonna lie. These stories make me realize some families are assholes.
Yeah.
God, it's over a plane ticket. And if your brother wanted to have more room, he could have just like, hey, dad, here's the extra cash for give me a first class ticket. Like, your brother can pay.
Well, I think that's why they're mad, because they're like, we both got equal tickets, and then
you got
lucky and got to go up. I still don't get it, because they're siblings.
Yeah, and that's not her fault.
Yeah,
like it's really not her fault that she flies a lot for work, and now she has all these
points.
Yeah,
I don't think it's her fault at all. I remember when I was reading this story at first, I was like, I wonder if maybe it would have been the better thing to do to be like, listen, because me being a taller person, being like 5'10", it does make a difference when you're in those like tight little seats. And I'm like, being 6'6 would suck. But then I was like reading through the story and I was like, he never asked. Like, you need to even ask me to be mad.
Yeah.
Like, yes, she could totally say no, but he didn't even ask.
Right.
And then it's like, he's over here complaining to the rest of his family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was so annoying to hear the other siblings say, assholes make people beg. He's not.
And
what is that saying? Closed mouths don't get fed.
Yeah. Begging is not asking. Asking is.
Yeah, you ask.
Yeah.
And now they're basically like begging her to apologize to him. So it's like.
And she didn't do anything wrong.
No.
Could I get the mom saying this, because I'm like, why aren't you looking out for your brother? Mm-hmm. But the other siblings, I'm like, we're siblings. I love you, but I could care less. Yeah. About
we all
you.
In the trenches.
Yeah. And what's crazy is he didn't even pay for his ticket. His dad paid for his ticket. So why are you mad? Mm-hmm. Like,
my thing is, if roles were reversed,
he wouldn't have. Absolutely.
It wouldn't have mattered.
Yeah.
Like, that's so unfair.
They would have been like, oh, you just got lucky.
Yeah.
She's a little munchkin, so
yeah.
She can fit in anything.
She can fit in anything, but it's like.
But like the expectation?
Yeah, that expectation's crazy. There's no way.
Yeah, that's really unfair.
Even if they said it, even if I'm like a little short person sitting next to my giant brother, and they're like, yeah, you get the first seat. And my brother's like, huh? And I'm like, bye!
And that's exactly totally okay to do.
Yeah. Because I've never been in first class.
Yeah. Right.
I'm going to first class. Are you kidding me?
But there's even a step behind that. He didn't even do that where he's like, hey sis, can I? He didn't even do that. So top comment here, had something happen to me a few years ago on Air Canada, Vancouver to Toronto, red eye, flying with adult daughter and got tagged for upgrade. I asked about letting her fly up instead and was told that the seat is only available for the status holder. I was exhausted from a week of working away, so I took it. No one shamed me for it, not the asshole. Your brother was getting a free vacation and being jealous of your status was rude and ill-informed. That's another interesting point, too, is even if she did offer it for the brother, they could have just as easily been like, no, it's specifically we're asking you, and then we'll go down the line of anybody else who wants to sit here. Yeah. But
And then at that point, is she just supposed to reject it based off of this principle?
I'm not rejecting it.
No, I'm sure I ain't.
Like, would the parents be mad if she was like, yeah, I didn't take it because my brother couldn't do it?
I look at you like you're dumb. Like, why would you not? Why would you not take it? Like, for a 12-hour flight?
Oh, yeah, 12-hour flight, I'm 1,000% taking that.
Yeah, because when we went to Hawaii, it was like a 7-hour flight, and that one was even tough.
I think it was like 9. I'm pretty sure it was 9-hour flight.
It was, the first one sucked, and then on the way back, we didn't have somebody sitting in between us. So it was kind of nice so we could spread out a little bit more. Nobody was in the middle of the seat. But
just when you come back to Nebraska, that's the only time I've gotten a row where you're like,
because people are always trying to get out, but they're never trying to get in. Yeah,
exactly. Really? Every time I plumb back, she's at next. Every time I plumb back to Nebraska, the plane's full.
No, the last couple years it has been like that.
Yeah.
But before, every time I flew, every time I came back, we'd be like a half empty flight.
Oh, dang, yeah. And it's always the small ones, too. Like, dang.
I'd be like.
There was one I was kind of panicking on. The cabin itself was small, and it was very turbulent filled flight. And I was like, I don't think we're going to make it. And I was like feeling every bump. I was like, dude, my stomach is dropping on this turbulence. It was so scary.
I'm never scared in the air from turbulence. I get scared right landing? Before we land because I'm like,
the descent.
Yeah, I'm like, it just takes like a, you know, like a this, and then the wing pops off, then we explode. That's why I'm like, why do we be hitting so hard? And then you hop up, I'm like, what is this dude doing?
Yeah.
What I've never understood on planes is people taking their animals on planes. I don't know if I trust that because I know that some people are allowed to bring their animals and put them underneath the seat so they can see them. And but then other people, like, they're like, yeah, just get stowed away. And I'm like,
oh yeah, like in the cargo.
Yeah, yeah, I'm like, no. I could never do that.
Yeah,
because like it's scary. Oh, it's like traumatic. I wouldn't be able to make.
You're in a cage for like however long the flight is.
You're in a cage. I don't know if they're treating you properly or if they're treating you like a random piece of luggage.
Yeah, you are luggage.
Yeah, because have you actually seen them pick up your luggage and throw?
Yes.
Like, oh. You're like, oh my gosh. Later, yeah. Sparky. Huh? Yeah. Why don't they like tag them differently? Like, this is animal, this is luggage.
Well, it's like a cage.
Too. Yeah, yeah, so they're like, because they do be chucking the luggage. They're like, yeah. You're like, watch me. Hey, three more. Like,
go long. Yeah.
Just like makes, like, knocks the guy dog out.
A dude up there just crying, just straight. Yeah. That's my bad.
That's my bad. Yeah.
I got a Gucci belt in there, man.
Especially when you see the damage, the outside of the bag, you're like, that's
and you're looking
broken
at them, and you can't even do it. You're like, they're like kicking. They're like, oh.
Yeah, especially how expensive luggage is, too. I'm like, child.
Mm-mm. That's why I'm team carry on, man. I almost never check a bag.
Yeah, I want to be team carry on. Sam,
you can just carry anything in a carry on.
You don't need to carry your heels.
Yeah, you got to carry. I just wear my heels to the airport. All
right,
I wear the heels.
Yeah,
and then I take them off on the plane.
We got a trip coming up.
Yeah, we do.
You want video proof?
What trip? We're driving.
December.
Oh. Yeah.
He already forgot.
Just wearing heels in the airport. Just click, 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 click.
Hi. Editor cut in again. Unironically, I'm taking Sam to the airport today. So we're actually going to see if he wears Croc heels or heels to the airport.
Hey, you my cousin, man.
Lying.
What?
You lying, dude.
I don't even lie.
Like, it's one of those moments where you're just like, you're weirdly invested in it. Like, you're like, I guess I gotta wear heels to the airport.
I have to wear heels now. Oh no, I have to wear heels.
I'm gonna keep this in.
No, I can't wear heels.
And you will see pictures in December.
Well, because the invention of Crocs really changed the airport for me.
Hey, this Croc heels. Croc heels, yeah.
Then we can do this. I'm back, baby.
What if we all got matching Croc heels?
Just wore them like one of the nights on the cruise. I just don't know.
Matching
if,
Crocs. I don't have Crocs.
I can do Crocs. If I just can't do Croc heels. Flight,
let's all wear Croc heels.
Not Croc heels, because I will never wear them ever again. But I can do Crocs. I will buy matching Crocs.
No, I want
with
Croc
the group
heels
of people on the flight, and then we just go. We would just rock
well,
the Crocs.
Then you guys get the same. I'll get the same color, but I'll be heels.
Yeah, and if we get lost, have you seen my friends? They're wearing matching Crocs.
We can probably do yellow.
And then Sam's got Croc heels.
Yeah. Oh my god! Wait,
not the leg definition.
That's what I'm saying. The calves are gonna be popping. And hopefully, the body snatched by December, and we'll see what happens then.
Well, good luck with that, Sam. Like this next story.
Oh, I was going to do that one. I was going to use it against her, and she just did it to me.
She Caitlin Clark in this right now.
Don't Caitlin Clark me. Don't Caitlin Clark
me. You are getting bullied.
Oh, my God.
Stand up, Sam.
I can't even do anything. That's actually crazy.
Am I the asshole for being disrespectful?
You are.
You're taking this to heart like you've never taken it to heart before.
Because got three on.
Yeah, because you're doing them at my expense.
First was funny.
You usually spread them out, but second you've was, been coming at me.
The second was cool. Third was personal.
Especially good luck with that. That is actually wild. That was actually dunking on me. You legitimately dunked on me.
You got postered.
Oh my gosh. This sucks.
I actually just really dunked on you, and I didn't. I was like the guy that doesn't have any underwear on; it just goes right to the crotch.
It's just on my nose.
And okay, she hung on the rim, and it's just like brushing back and forth.
And I'm trying to move, but I keep moving more into it every time I walk.
Yo, get on my nose, dude!
Or have you seen the ones where they dunk and then they're trying to get out of the way, and then they let go of the rim, and then they're on them? Dang. That's the most embarrassing thing.
Giddy up.
I'm like, get off me.
All right, so this next one is, am I the asshole for being disrespectful and telling my parents good luck with that when they tried to ground me?
That's so if bold. You're like 16, really yeah, bold. You are.
That's bold.
And in the house?
If you're like 26, though.
Saying good luck with that at any age, I think yeah. it's crazy.
But if you're 26, why are your parents trying to ground you?
Well, do you it live happens. In their house?
It happens.
Do you
it
live
happens.
In their house? Then you can get grounded.
Yeah.
I'm firmly on that.
Yeah, don't tell my parents that.
Please don't tell my parents. Please don't. Am I the asshole for being disrespectful and telling my parents good luck with that when they tried to ground me? I live at home while going to university. I'm in my final year and I have a job lined up after I graduate. My parents have been charging me rent since I was 16. Oh, that's different. I have a small company that makes me about $60,000 a year. I started it in high school. It's one of the reasons I graduated early from high school and why I got attention from recruiters. My parents said that since I was earning adult money, I could take in adult responsibilities. I thought it was fair, so I paid for all of my own stuff, starting at age 16. Not university, I got a scholarship, and the rent they charged me was minor, $300 a month. But I basically considered my room to be completely mine after that. I kept it tidy because I like it that way, but they had no say in when I cleaned it, when I did my laundry, other than to not do it at a time when I would disturb the family, for example, like 3 a.m. I bought food for myself and I ate when I wanted. They tried to say that I was separating myself from my family, but I saw that I was having my own schedule. This year for spring break, I went down to Mexico with friends. My parents were upset because they were hosting a big Easter family get-together. When I got back, they said that I was behaving badly by not being around for a family gathering. I said that it was my last spring break in university and that I was not responsible for their schedule. They said that I was grounded, and I laughed and said, "Good luck with that." And I went to my room and I locked the door. They tried banging on it for my attention, but I'm done. My grandfather came over to talk to me. He's the one who helped me get my company started, and he has always been there for me. He said that I was being rude to my parents when they were trying to be there for me. I asked him how much rent he charged my mom when she lived at home, and he said that's ridiculous and that he would never charge his kids rent. And I told him that I've been paying rent for 4 years. He went into the house and I heard a fight. When he came out, he said that I need to treat my parents with more respect, but that since they are my landlords, they do not have say over how I spend my time. I'm avoiding my parents right now. I'm renting out an Airbnb right now until I graduate. I took everything that was important to me. I left $600 for the last 2 months. I had planned on being there. They keep calling me, but I'm currently getting ready to move for my new job. I don't have the energy to deal with them. Am I the asshole? I think he has the perfect, well, it's not a good situation, but he has the perfect situation where we can say, no, I don't think you're the asshole.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like they're both wrong in a way, though, because first of all, why are you making it? Like, I understand teaching a kid's responsibility, but at 16, you should be, your kids, in my opinion, should be saving the money
right.
that they're worth. Not paying rent.
Yeah, he's 20, by the way.
Yeah, but he started paying rent at 16.
Okay, yeah.
Not paying rent at 16. And then also buying his own food.
Mm-hmm.
You brought me into this life.
Buying everything that he needs now.
It's your responsibility until I turn 18 or whatever. And Yeah, he's right. Your parents are the landlords. They can't be upset with you for living your life. But then at the same time, I wonder, like, what was happening for his parent for him to be pushing his parents away? Like, I feel like we're missing something.
Like what?
Like, I feel like it can't be just because they're making him pay for rent and whatever for the last 4 years, and then because he moved away while he went to Mexico for Easter and didn't spend it, for his parents to be upset that he's pushing them away. Like, I feel like there's something else that made him push them away. And now the parents are like, oh, crap, we messed up and we want you around. But he's like, no, I'm done. Like, you're basically just my landlords and I can do whatever I want. And then, like, the parents are like, well, you're still under my roof, so I'm going to ground you. Like, I really feel like we're missing something.
I think so. He did mention how it was like he would just kind of go out and do his own stuff all the time. And they would be like, you know, where are you at? Here, let me look at it. So I basically considered my room to be mine after that. I kept it tidy because I liked that way, but they had no say in when I cleaned it. I did my laundry when I wanted to, besides, like, at, like, 3 a.m. I bought food for myself, and I ate when I arrived. They tried to say that I was separating myself from my family, but I saw it more as having my own schedule. So I wonder if it was just a lot of those interactions happening for like a few years where they're like, you know, you're living in the house, but you're not hanging out with us. He's like, well, yeah, I'm basically renting a room in the house.
Yeah.
So. But yeah.
But I'm like, that's the dynamic you create when you're telling your kids to pay you for rent and for food. You're like, you are creating that dynamic where I do see more as a landlord now than my parents.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And my roommate's not going to tell me what to do. My landlord's not going to tell me what to do.
Yeah.
It's weird because I definitely agree like with what Sam said in the beginning where he was like, as long as you're living under their roof, no matter how old you are, to a certain extent, like, I don't know, maybe not. Because I was like, if I was 30 years old and I lived with my parents, are they going to ground me? No. But do they have the right to like be like, all right, well, then you're getting out of this house or you're leaving or kicking me out or whatever. But yeah, I think it's crazy that they did try and ground you. I mean, even though you're young, because of the way that you've been growing up, you're like really mature for your age. And like everyone's saying, you are basically a landlord. You basically are renting an apartment from them. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they tried to like do something that they would have done with you like 6 years ago and be like, okay, well, you're grounded for your actions. It's like, no, it doesn't work that way anymore. And I am only dumbfounded because I actually know people in my life who still have to deal with those types of parents. And it's shocking because I know that this is actually a real thing and it can even get worse. So that's what gets me.
Yeah, because the grounding is extreme. Because I'm more along the point where I'm like, if you, and it's usually where your parents are letting you stay there for free, but I'm like, you still have to respect your parents. If you if you want to get all big and bad, make your own rules and stuff, go live on your own. But you do have to respect the rules that they have for you. Grounding's a step too far. Yeah, if you're 30 years old, you're getting grounded. You're like, okay. Hopefully we, over this time, we have this thing where I'm like, I am an adult, even though I'm living with you.
Yeah.
I am an adult and I should be allowed some freedoms because of that.
Yeah.
But there's also rules where like my mom, because I only lived with her during the summers during college. And even then I was like, I don't want to live under that. So I do need to move out and I don't want to disrespect her. So I'm like, I'm getting out as soon as the summers. Because it wasn't like anything crazy, but like, you got to be home by this. I'm like, well,
yeah,
want to do that. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to disrespect you, so I'm going to move out.
Yeah. The only thing I really want to say is that, like, I feel like he's senior, like 21 years old. You don't want to hang out with your parents anymore. Like, if my parents are going to Mexico, I'm going to Mexico. I'm going to Mexico. Like, I don't want to stay in Nebraska.
If they aren't.
No, if they are.
You're going to go with them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm like, I already know. I live with you. Like I've dealt with you for 21 years. You can deal with me for a week alone. I love Easter, but Mexico, here I come. So I also, so that's really all I want to say. It's that like, I think the parents don't understand that like your kid wants to have fun. And
their last spring break before the school year end, their university career ends.
Yeah.
But another thing is, this is kind of a little bit off. Well, no, maybe I shouldn't say it. I was just going to say, I've kind of getting to the point where I know I'm probably going to move out soon. And so I'm like, now I'm like, I don't, I like, I'm like, I want to spend as much time with my parents as possible. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Maddie's moving out.
Because I was thinking, even if I have the studio at the house, then maybe I could just move somewhere else. But I'm like, sometimes I'm like, if I'm paying my mom already, why would I do that with this economy?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Right.
But it makes me think about wanting to spend time with my parents more, because that's one thing I always like hear about is like people, once they move out and they become like a little bit lonelier before life kicks back up for them,
yeah,
is they're like, oh, well, I'll just come hang out with my family. Or I'm being into my sad phase again, so because I started listening to Lizzie McAlpine's new album, and it's like she's a sad girly.
Mm-hmm.
She talks about like life, and I'm like, I just listened to her whole album twice last night, and I was like, life be life, and you don't know who's gonna be around for life. So maybe spend time with people and live life with them while you can in this life. That's what I thought.
That was a song.
I feel that.
It was called Older.
Oh. So it's a bad lyric structure.
Yeah. No, that reminds me, like 2 weeks ago, I don't know why I was up, but it was 3 a.m. and I ended up listening to this song about like dads getting older. And it just made me so sad because then I realized I'm like, oh, my God, my dad is getting older and one day he's going to die and I'm going to be all alone.
I'm not ready for that.
I'm not ready.
I'm at the point I watched a video the other day of somebody's dog passing and they like made a whole video about it. And I freaking cried so hard. Because there was one line that stuck with me. It wasn't like, it was like different because it was like, I see you get more tired now. And I'm like,
that's me with my dad.
So I'm like, you're changing, my dad, man.
You're so tired. You telling your
they
dad,
just
why
like
are
slow
you so
down.
Tired,
yeah,
dad?
Drink coffee.
Dad, enjoy life. Start working. Stop working so hard.
I know.
Even though I benefited.
That's why I'm like excited for my mom to come on this cruise.
Oh,
I thought you said
something else.
I love my dad.
No, like live life. My mom was like working all of her life. So I'm like, she doesn't really go on vacations or like doesn't really have the money to do that. So
let's get Mama G out here.
Yeah, let's have her.
And then the moms are going to be hanging out with the moms. My mom's going to be hanging out with your mom and your mom.
Ooh.
And I'm going to be hanging out with your mom.
No.
Absolutely not.
Me and Mama G are getting in the hot tub.
Oh, Sam. Stop.
All right. Am I the asshole? My ex-husband is insisting I change my last name back to my maiden name because his fiance feels like it would be awkward for her and I to have the same last name. Am I the asshole for refusing to change it? My 39 female ex-husband, 38 male, has been dating this woman for 3 years. 24 female. For context, she's 24 years old. My ex and I were married for 12 years and have been divorced for 5 years. We have 3 children together who are now teenagers. My ex and I got divorced because we were young when we met and we got married and we grew apart as people. It was a mutual decision and we agreed our kids came first and have always co-parented very well. This has been the case up until last year when his girlfriend moved in with him. Previously, we would do holidays and kids' birthdays together. Now when she's present, they won't even sit near me at our kids' sporting events. I have always been nice to this woman, despite my kids expressing that they do not like her, and they feel like their dad acts differently when she's around. My ex told me early on she wasn't a fan of me and felt I intimidated her. When I asked him for examples of how I intimidated her, he said, "It's my face, that I have resting bitch face, and it makes her uncomfortable." My ex and her got engaged over Christmas, and my kids were less than thrilled, my daughter especially. She feels her dad made a major life decision without even talking to them about it first. My ex called me yesterday saying he's giving me a heads up that I have a year to change my last name back to my maiden name, as his fiance is expressing her distaste and concern for her and I to have the same last name when they get married. I told him we agreed in our divorce that I could keep his last name until I felt the need to change it. That is what is listed in our paperwork. I also told him I don't want to have a different last name than our kids. He said that I'm being unreasonable and refusing to see how this would make his fiance uncomfortable. I told him I can't see it from her side because I'm grown up and I'm not the immature child like she is. He told me I could ask anyone about the situation and everyone would agree with her. No. So am I the asshole for refusing to change my last name to make her happy?
Dang, she's standing on business. She's like, I'll put it. Let me post it then.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. No. Yeah. I know other people have your last name. Unless he has the most unique last name. Other women and men have your last name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially if it's like Smith.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you change it from Smith?
Oh, no. Delete that.
No, I was kidding. That is like one of the most common last names. No, I really do. I really do.
Sorry.
The example that they do is Jane Doe, Jane Smith, John Smith. Like, who cares if it's your freaking fiance? Especially her point, her biggest point is, I want to have the same last name as my kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, great. Reason.
I think somebody says in the top comment, okay, well, then tell him that you're going to be changing all the kids' names to your maiden name.
Yeah.
And she said that she did say that, and he was like, no, that's a ridiculous thing to do.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah, the whole last name thing is so interesting to me in general.
It's so just trivial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the fact that we change it, because I thought it was even ridiculous that it was even brought up in their divorce agreement. Like, I'll just keep our last name until I want. I'm like, why was that even?
Yeah.
Why does it matter to him whether you're
so
last
much control?
Name? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a last name.
Yeah.
But the fact that we even change our last, or women change their last names to be the same. It is weird. Like when you truly think about it, it's very strange.
Yeah,
that we do that.
And I mean, so I think I saw a video where, like, I don't know if this is true, but like in Italy, the guy takes mm-hmm. the girl's last name, and then like it's like vice versa. Like in some culture, like mm-hmm. they take each other's last names, or the lady keeps her last name even though she's married. So I think it's just a very U.S. based, but also I think it's in the Bible too. But
I think that's the one that I saw, the Italian one, where the woman keeps her name, so you don't have to worry about anything changing. But when they have kids, it's going to be the guy's last name.
Yeah.
So it's like easy. You don't need to change any paperwork. She has her name. You guys are married. Mm-hmm. But when they have kids, it's like, they'll have his last name.
But then that points to the whole thing of like the man's lineage will go forward and the woman stops.
Yeah.
It's like... It's an interesting thing to me. It's like, the only lineage that matters is the man. So make sure his...
Sometimes I really think I want to fight for it, but then I don't like my last name anyway. Like, it is Smith. So it's like, why would I want to keep Smith?
Fight for it, girl. There's a show called Mr. and Mrs. Smith in a movie.
Yeah. 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 So I don't know. I kind of like the idea of like women being like, no, my entire identity is not going to be erased.
Yeah.
Like, you can keep your name, I can keep my name, but, like, also maybe they can pick their name, too, or, like, I don't know. Like, there's this one couple, I think her name is Belair, like, her last name is, but she's, like, a really funny, like, content creator. Her name is Allie, and her wife, I forget what her wife's name is, but the way that they figured out whose last name is she was, like, we get to pick the cooler last name.
Yeah.
That's the one that we carry on. So she ended up saying like what her wife's last name was, and she was like, that's a stupid name.
Oh my God.
She didn't say that. Oh. But she was like, my name is obviously cooler, right. Which I think it was Belair or Allie. Why am I like
Belair.
Completely blanking on their names? She's like a redheaded woman. She does like all the like bee's knees jokes. It was like anyway.
Bee's knees.
She's really funny, but I was like, that's like kind of a creative thing to do. If I had a cooler name, I would probably fight for it more.
What about the make up a name?
Yeah.
I like that too, but we create our own lineage. It's like just lasts for like a quick little generation.
We really do create our own lineage. There's one of the big time Rush people. I saw a video where he explained how him and his wife just combined their two last names to make one.
Yeah.
So it's like.
I'm into that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny. I never even thought about it before. My ex actually still has her husband's last name.
Mm-hmm.
And there's still like the little twinge very briefly when I found out. I was like, well, you still got his last name.
Yeah.
But then I thought about there is so much that goes into changing a name. That's ridiculous. Why would you spend time in doing that? Especially if you don't have any particular affinity for your maiden name, really. So, but I'm like, there's a little thing I'm like,
yeah.
Why you got that same name? You still love this dude? Still into him? And it's like, no, it's ridiculous. That's why I'm like, I'm team, don't change your name.
Mm-hmm. Either don't change your name or create a new name.
Yeah.
I like both of those. So there's an update.
He's telling you to stand up.
Oh.
My God. You got one chance.
Sounds like someone's having their menses. Like this next
story!
No,
I just said there was an update.
I don't care! Hit the button!
What? Oh.
There's an update.
No, that's painful.
Update. Several of you have asked for an update on my ex-husband giving me a year to change my last name back to my maiden name because his fiance was uncomfortable with her and I having the same last name. I tried to link the original post, but it's not allowing me to do so, and I'm not sure the best way to give an update, so I will try this. To clarify, the reason he gave me a year is because they are getting married sometime next year and wanted my name changed prior to the wedding. Anyway, my ex called me yesterday and said he had done a lot of research on ex-wives, keeping the ex-husband's last name after divorce, and he stated that he didn't realize how common this is, especially when there are children from the marriage. He also said, "This has been my last name for 17 years. My entire adult life has been built on this last name, and I have built a career with it." Mm-hmm. He basically acknowledged that every reason I have to keep it was legitimate. He apologized for the way he initially approached me about changing my last name and explained he is in a bad spot trying to make his fiance happy. He also explained, "She feels that by me keeping his last name must mean that I'm still in love with him, and this is my secret way of assuring that we end up together someday." I informed him this was not, nor will ever be the case. Yes, I care deeply about him because I was married to him for 12 years and he is the father of my children and I want him to be happy. However, I fell out of love with him many years ago and that will not change. He said he informed his fiance that he will not bring this up to me again, and if she didn't like it, the ball was in her court to decide if she wanted to continue their relationship. Thank you all for the feedback on my original post. I never expected this kind of response and an overwhelming amount of comments and advice. And top comment says, "Call me a cynic, but I can't help but wonder if him saying he did a lot of research is him code for saying that he found your Am I the Asshole post and saw that the comments were overwhelmingly against him." So many of us on the original post called it that the request itself and timeline of the request were rooted in the fiance's insecurity. Mm-hmm. Regardless, I'm glad for this outcome for you.
Wait, facts. Did she?
Yeah.
Did she? Was it the fiance who said that you're trying to keep it
so you can go back? Get back.
Did she say that to her directly, or this was relayed through?
I think it was relayed through the husband.
Yeah. Oh,
that's shady to me.
Yeah.
Because I feel like he was like, "Oh yeah, she said that. You're like maybe still into me because you're keeping my name." She's like, "No, absolutely not." He's like, "Really? You'll never get back with me?"
Fine. That's like his attempt.
Yeah, like that was him. Like, "Oh yeah, she said this." Yeah, like, but he's like, "I'm still in love with you." Homegirl was 7 when they got together. 17 years ago? She's 24?
No, that's the new.
Yeah, when the girl... The fiance was 7 years old when they first got married or together.
Yeah, big age difference.
Yeah.
So I'm like, "I got this name when you were in elementary school." Yeah. Like, don't even worry about it. Like, I've had history with this.
Yeah. You can't you come child. Yeah. Thinking you're calling the shots.
Second grade, chick. What are you talking about? Get out of here, little kid.
You barely knew your ABCs at that point. Couldn't even spell that last name.
You didn't even know your last name when you were 7.
I'm so, I'm really impressed with this update. Like, it's surprising, like, the husband was like, "Oh, let me actually use my logical thinking."
Right.
Do you think it was because he just found the post of everybody telling him he was wrong, though?
Possibly, yeah.
Like, where did he find all this logic that he was seemingly so against?
Mm-hmm. That he couldn't think about before?
Yeah.
in back in time.
Yeah, back in time.
He went to the future.
He went to the future, saw when you posted this.
That's crazy. So there's another version of this episode where we give such good advice that he goes and he writes, he says, "I'm sorry, like this is so stupid. They gave so many good reasons." I wonder what our reasons were, because we obviously don't need to say them because the update's here.
Mm-hmm. That'd be weird, though, to go in the future just to watch an episode of Comfort Level Podcast where we told him and then he just go back after that? He was done?
He must be a fan.
He's not an Ottoman. I ain't claiming him.
Can't be a cousin.
He's not a comforter.
We're at capacity for cousins right now.
No more cousins. Ottomans were always free except that guy.
Missed your chance.
Yeah, he ain't getting onto that train.
Yeah, no, that's really good. Yeah, I really think that it's the 24-year-old. The 24-year-old is the one who's very much insecure and like intimidated by the ex-wife's.
Yeah.
And well, she projects that. Yeah.
She's 38 or 39. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. It's like, I could see that, like, you're 24 years old. You're getting with a man who has a whole history, a whole family, whole kids. They've lived their whole life. Mm-hmm. And then you're getting in on this, and you're like, "I'm never going to be able to compete with that."
And you're just starting your life.
Yeah, I'm just starting. I'm never going to compete with that. We could even start a family, but I'm like, it's always going to be in relation to what he already did.
Yeah.
He's already done this.
And like, does he even want any more kids? Who knows?
Who knows? Mm. Who knows?
Who knows?
Oh, no? there was a 90 Day Fiance. There's a chick from Barbados.
Barbados. Barbados.
Rihanna.
Coconuts from Barbados.
Did you see that one, Maddie? chick from Barbados. Oh, not Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago.
Trinidad.
Wait, did they find Michael?
Yeah, they found
Michael. He's missing. He's on the run. Really?
Yeah, I thought he ran away, like, intentionally.
He did.
Because she was, like, trying to kill him or something.
Where's he at?
I can't remember where they found him.
Did he come back?
I don't think he came back, but I think he, like, I am alive.
I'm not missing. I ran away on purpose.
But the Trinidad and Tobago was, like, she was, like, they were late 30s. He had had a previous marriage and had two kids from it. Mm-hmm. And so when she's getting into, she's like, well, I want to have kids. I want to have a family. And he was like, oh, yeah. Yeah. What I didn't like about it is like either say you don't want kids mm-hmm. or step up and do it, because you like going on this middle ground like, well, let's like get settled and like get all this stuff. And like, well, I'm in my late 30s. And I'm like, time is not of abundance for me, so I do want to have kids. And you're like, well, I kind of did it. You need to tell her that up front so she can make a decision whether that's something for her. Okay. But he was like dragging it out. He would not give her an answer throughout the thing where I'm like, get out of it then. If kids are important to you, you should allow people to tell that to you up front.
Mm. Tell them early.
Yeah.
Yeah, way, way early.
Really early.
Like the first date early.
Well, you don't want to be too late.
Well, that's the thing. Some people...
like, I'm just joking. Don't talk about kids on the first date.
Some people say that up front.
Is it these people?
Yeah, them too. The wall.
Yeah. I remember them. Yeah, he always made me mad.
He was annoying.
But the fact that they're like still like locked in together,
it's weird to me.
Makes me mad, because I really don't. I think he is going to try and push her to never have kids.
Yeah,
and that frustrates me, because it's like that's such like a core thing you guys come together for, and you completely disagree. Where now I wonder if later on in life is she going to resent him because Bilal does not want to have kids?
Probably. Like that's one,
And you can't even go by the first date thing, because I think some people just say things in the first date and be like, oh yeah, I think about kids. Or just like, I consider kids, even though I have kids.
Yeah, if you ask me about kids on the first date, that's a red flag to me.
Well, if it came up organic, I don't know if
organically. Yeah.
Like, hey, kids.
Yeah.
Or you see a kid running by, like, hey, would you ever want one of those?
Yeah. Not like, hey,
that
my name is
mine, so.
Yeah.
Want one of those little suckers right there?
And that one too? And that one?
And that one too.
I have seven kids, I'm sorry.
They're actually taking up the whole
playpen. I didn't
want
it to come up this way.
Yeah. Oh my God. What's that one TikTok scandal that's going on? Is it Lauren?
You gotta be more specific.
Is it Lauren?
Lauren who?
Or like Atlanta dude? Do you know
what
I'm talking about?
Oh, random man from Atlanta?
Yeah. How like apparently.
She's back with him?
Yeah. And like he has like 9 kids or something.
And how she like doesn't want people to refer to him as like random man from Atlanta anymore because they're back together.
But even though she started.
Wait, did you send me a video of her?
It was like a while ago, probably.
Yeah. Okay, I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had 8,000 baby mamas, and they're all popping up on the internet. But she was like the main one because she coined the phrase "random man of Atlanta."
Yeah.
And so everybody on the internet would always call him that. And now they're back together.
Yeah, but then he posted a.
And she switched up. She switched.
Don't.
Up so
that's why I'm like, don't post stuff about your relationships, because
you're gonna change.
All the time. All of us have been dumb and gone back to something we shouldn't have gone back to. I don't want people like throwing that back and forth on the internet. At least my friends who know can do it. Mm-hmm. But now the internet's on it. Like,
yeah,
nah, girl,
you can't do that.
All right, stop. Sam, do you have a transition for this story, or are we?
Dang,
you're giving you laugh.
I feel like.
How elegant.
That's going to be on our album too.
Yeah.
You want to read it?
Did you intentionally do that with Elvis Presley song?
What?
Can't Stop Falling in Love.
Yeah, that's all of this.
Yeah, did you intentionally do that?
It happened in the middle where I'm like, okay, now I'm doing
Oh.
Oh, no.
It's,
oh, no.
Is this Giannis?
Oh, no.
It's the first story.
Okay. Am I the asshole for having a kid when my ex-wife is going through menopause?
No, what is that guy? Right? Yeah, she's going to go through menopause with him.
Like, what?
I don't get that one. I think we're firmly on the side. We got to read it or?
Yeah.
Okay, for context. Okay. Am I the asshole for having a kid when my ex-wife is going through menopause? My ex-wife, 45 female, and I, 43 male, are in the process of divorce. We have two kids in high school. She started to hate me during our last year of my marriage, along with my mood swings and just being shitty. Only thing I could think of at that time was that she is being hormonal. She didn't like when I told her she was being hormonal. She would get defensive. I told her to see a doctor, and she refused. I don't think she would have listened to me. I gave her ultimatum to go to therapy and go see a doctor or we are done. She asked for a divorce. I didn't argue. I told her, fine, if that's what she wants. She told me I'm a mediocre husband and she is better off alone. That actually definitely defines me. I am a mediocre husband. I am not very good looking. I am not a millionaire. I have not cheated, so I guess I'm not a bad husband, just mediocre.
Self-esteem, buddy. Yeah. Self-esteem.
Or being truthful. She filed the petition for divorce. Then a few months later, she suddenly withdrew it and told me that she is having second thoughts. I filed the petition myself because I met a woman, 36 female, who was nice to me, which came as a shock to my system. I couldn't have gone back to my ex-wife after that. Turns out my ex-wife's sister convinced her to see a doctor as she discussed about her period's irregularities with her. She was going through perimenopause and she started HRT. She started dragging the process, so we have been going through divorce for like forever. My girlfriend found out she is pregnant. I told her that I'm a mediocre dude. That's why my ex left me. She told me that she is also a mediocre woman and she wants to raise.
Sam. In my head, I thought it was cute.
That's crazy. Okay, hold on. Okay. I told her that I'm a mediocre dude. That's why my ex left me. She told me that she is also a mediocre woman and she wants to raise a mediocre kid with me and live in a mediocre house and live in a mediocre life.
What the fuck?
So she is now my fiance and wife as soon as I get divorced. I thought news of her pregnancy will make my ex understand that our marriage ended, but she went crazy about it. She is now claiming I abandoned her when she needed me the most, that I'm a bad person for having a kid when she is going through menopause. She left me first.
It's funny that you're cracking up at that because when I read that, I was like, that's cute. Because he is sad about it. But the girl, the fiance is like, okay, well, if that's what mediocre is, then I want to have that life with you.
Yeah.
That is cute.
The, like, he just really claimed it.
No.
I'm mediocre.
Because she's like, she was like, I'm pregnant. He was like, I'm a mediocre guy. And she's like, well, I guess I'm mediocre too. Just hurt him responding with that. I'm pregnant. I'm mediocre.
So, was reading the story worth it? Does it change the title?
It didn't change it. No.
No.
It didn't change it?
No.
No.
Why?
He can have a baby. You're getting a divorce.
Yeah. And he asked you to go to therapy and go to the doctors.
Yeah, he tried.
Too over the top.
I know, but read the title again.
It was like, am I the asshole because my girlfriend's pregnant and my ex-wife is going through menopause? Maybe that's too long, though.
Yeah, am I the asshole for having a kid when my ex-wife is going through menopause?
He's not the asshole.
We were saying that. That's what we all said.
I thought you guys were saying.
No, we're like, clearly, you can have a kid when your ex-wife is going through. That's a separate thing.
Yeah, you don't control the menopause.
That's like the last story, like, can my ex-wife have my last name while I'm trying to get married? Yes! Definitely can. It's separate to you. It doesn't matter.
I thought maybe it was because when I was understanding it when I read it, but I thought it said, am I the asshole for having my girlfriend be pregnant or something while my wife is going
That's bad.
Didn't think it's
don't
an
have
X
a kid
in the title.
With your current wife.
Yeah, don't
because technically they
I
are
guess they
currently
are still
married.
Currently.
But they're separated.
They're separated. They're getting a divorce.
He tried.
But technically.
She said, nah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if it was his way, they would already be divorced, but she's dragging it.
And it must be bad because she was like, a woman showed was nice to me. I can't ever go back to my ex. Like, yeah. So how bad was this relationship? He's like, well, I can get human kindness.
Is this what love feels like?
Yes, I'm happy for him.
Because I'm a simple guy.
He was trapped. He has such bad self-esteem. He's like, I guess I deserve this. I'm a mediocre man.
I just can't believe he claimed that.
And now someone showed me kindness. I'm never going back. I'm done.
I mean, you say I guess he claimed that. I wonder if he did it as like a thing of like, I'm just going to keep saying it because words have no power. Or like,
oh, they do have
you're
power.
You're not going to. That word's not going to upset me anymore. Or maybe it is like he is like, I'm mediocre. And then the girlfriend made him happy by saying all that other stuff.
In a way, I do love it because I feel like the vast majority of people are mediocre. Mm-hmm. And people think it's a bad word. You're like, no.
You're normal.
You have to be extraordinary. People are weird. They're different.
Yeah, they're the
like, it's okay to be mediocre and average. It's not. So I'm not against him saying that. It just makes me laugh in how he's saying it. And
keep saying it.
Yeah, he keeps saying it so much. He says a lot.
Like, how many times did he say in the story?
The way he's saying it that it much, I'm like, I think he might have bad self-esteem. Yeah. The way he's saying it so much.
And he did say somebody who was nice to me. So yeah. You guys are right.
Because I think I'm an average person, but I'm not saying like, dang, I'm average.
Yeah, I'm mediocre.
And I'm definitely not saying to someone who's gonna have my kid.
But it worked out. He found the right one.
Yeah, and she said, hey, I'm mediocre.
Let's be mediocre together.
And have a mediocre child.
Do you guys want to reenact one of these?
The kid is just strangely mediocre at basketball. The kid's like everything.
He's perfectly like the middle of his class. Like there's half the class are taller than him, half the class are shorter than him. He's like middle of the road in every single thing.
He's a BC average student. The GPA of like what would it be? Like a 3? Just like a 3 even?
Yeah, 3 even.
3.0.
That's actually good because I always felt like I was average in everything, like as a kid growing up. And that's actually really good to be average in almost everything because so many people are just good at one thing and then really poor a lot of things. To be perfectly average in everything, you're kind of at the top for a lot of things because most people aren't average at most things.
Yeah.
They're fine and bad at a lot of things and really good at a couple things. So it's good to be average. We shouldn't do this story.
We don't have to do this story. We have all these other stories. We can do first class.
I think first class.
Yeah. Ready? So the main one is first class. Wait, who's who?
Oh, yeah.
I want to be the pilot and the people that get people on board.
I'm the tall brother.
I want to be the worker, your poor lady.
Okay, so I'm OP. Yeah. Okay. Who's the siblings and the parents?
Oh.
We'll figure that out as we go.
Okay, yeah.
Because that's the big conflict. I guess we'll just move from there. Yeah. All right, that's who we have right now. Wait, we at least... we'll figure it out.
Oh, man, sis, I can't wait. We're going to Hawaii!
Yeah. I don't know why I let you have this aisle seat because that was literally my seat. So yeah. I'm scrunched up in the middle. Sorry.
I carried you in my little pocket up here. You're so small. That's why I need the
aisle seat. I'm older than you.
Doesn't mean you're not little.
I'm not that small.
You're so tiny.
Excuse me.
Yeah. Hi.
Ma'am, can I talk to you on the side real quick?
Oh, yeah. Excuse me.
Wait, let her hop over. She hops onto my leg. Here you go. You want to pick her up? There you go.
Thank you.
Thanks. Hi.
Okay. Hello. I work for Delta Airlines.
Did you put my sister on the ground?
Sir, this is a private conversation, sir.
She's so small. Sir, okay. Pick her up again. Okay. There you go. Thank you.
Okay, I got you.
That's my sister.
I got you. Ma'am, we see that you are a lead partner with Delta Airlines, and we thank you for your service, for your miles, and being a... committed customer.
Wait, did you smash your bones?
Sorry.
I keep getting smaller. It's weird.
Oh my gosh, she's so tiny.
I got you.
Oh my
support.
God. Just put her on the seat or something. Let her sit on the seat. Okay. Oh my gosh.
Okay. So we thank you for your commitment to Delta Airlines, and we now have a seat available on first class.
Oh.
A passenger didn't appear, and we would like to offer that to you.
Sure, I'll grab my things.
Okay. Yes, wonderful.
Hand me that bag.
Wait. Well, but ma'am, I just want to make sure you can't let anyone know about this, okay?
Sorry, what did you say?
This is your captain speaking. I would like to raise a toast.
Can you deliver me to the...
Oh, yes.
I would like to raise a toast. We just had, I guess, one of the top buyers of our flights got upgraded to first class. Wait, let's all give her a hand. All give her a hand.
This is actually crazy.
You too. You're smashing me.
I'm not clapping for that. Are you kidding me?
Give her a hand, sir.
All right, also, am I here?
Wait, are you flying the plane? Why are you giving us announcements?
Let me know if you like any complimentary peanuts, any champagne, a neck pillow.
I think I'll take a pee if you could give me a little pee. I'll nibble on that little pee.
Okay, sure. Okay. Ma'am, here's your roasted peas.
Oh my god.
Thank you so much. This is your captain speaking. Could I have the stewardess come? I think we swapped the water for vodka, and I am seeing things I don't think I should see.
Oh no. Oh no. Oh no. Is there another pilot on the plane? Oh no.
Oh my god.
This is your captain speaking. You might want to sit down.
Oh my goodness. I think this is a mega pee.
I don't know if this is turbulence. This might be the ground. Just letting you know.
Oh my god.
I can't stop growing.
This is your captain speaking. There is a hole. We are going down. We're going down.
I think we're in Hawaii.
I
lifted it up.
Okay. This is your captain speaking.
Ma'am.
These are definitely branches.
Are we here still or no?
I don't know. I thought I was lifting up the plane. I thought I was a giant, but...
You're shorter than the ants, OP. I don't know.
No, I took a giant pee. You obviously, you're drunk. You weren't paying attention.
Do I hear birds? Do we land? Did we crash?
This is your captain speaking. It was an emergency landing, but we at least did land in Hawaii. It is about 90 degrees here. And if I could also have an ambulance maybe get called, I definitely did get impaled with a branch. Man. So if we could hurry up with that, that would be great.
Hey, really beautiful out.
Oh my god.
Good luck with that, dog.
Ma'am, I just want to let you know this is not our normal way we fly.
I know. I think I just had some growth serum because I'm about as tall as my brother now.
Oh,
it's pretty cool.
This is your captain speaking. Can I please get 911? 911, please.
What did you give my sister? Why is she this tall?
Glamorous.
She's huge.
Glamorous.
This was the only good thing I had over her.
Oh my god, I'm little now.
What are you doing?
What are you doing? What is this?
It's good to see you.
This is your captain speaking. Hey, tall lady, could you please carry me to the ambulance?
Are you the one who called me short earlier?
Ma'am, we need your strength to help our pilot, ma'am. Ma'am, please help our pilot.
I'm gonna grab you.
Ooh, super strength,
you see
super
those
strength.
Ocean waves, buddy.
No. Yeah.
Oh my gosh!
She just flicked the pilot.
Sis, you can't do that.
I'm drowning.
She just flicked the pilot.
I'm drowning.
Oh my god.
Let's go.
911.
Oh, this is fun. Hello. Actually.
Wait, I'm getting shorter.
Please help us.
Oh my god, I'm shrinking.
What's going on? Send people right away. The pilot's in the ocean.
I'm dead.
Because she flicked him away, which I think was very rude.
I'm drowning. Brother, can you take us to our family's house or what?
Okay, I need to talk to you first, though.
Sure.
I know we just went through a crash landing with our drunk pilot that you just murdered.
He was freaking bowling me and he almost killed a bunch of people.
Yeah, but you flicked him into the water. I think that was murder. He drowned. You didn't hear him. He just drowned over there.
No, because I left the
seat. Forget about all that. Why did you take that seat when you know I'm big and would have loved to be up there?
I'm sorry that the flight attendant picked me.
There's people crying and screaming and running behind us. Are you serious? Like, I really wanted to sit in that seat.
Can you shut up?
I'm trying to talk to my sister. Okay, thank you.
Can you call an ambulance?
Give me a minute. So what?
How did he get saved?
The ambulance are almost on the way.
This is just a random passenger.
Oh, okay.
I need to rip your leg. I need to rip your leg.
Shut up. Okay.
Yeah.
What's the sitch? You know I'm tall. That's why I got the aisle seat.
And that's why I said good luck with that.
How are you unfazed by this?
You're fake.
How are you unfazed by this whole crash?
It was a little crash. Your leg's on the wrong way. Oh my god.
Your leg is bleeding
look
everywhere.
Look at my feet. They're on the opposite direction.
Like that before.
They're the opposite direction. Actually,
all right, hold on.
That's actually beep, not beep, supposed beep. To be like that.
No.
All right.
What's the sitch?
Ambulance. Okay, the ambulance is coming for these two.
Okay. So there's a lot of people. I just feel like everyone.
There was like a plane crash or something. Like,
he's dead. He's definitely dead. Look at him on the tree.
Oh my, I didn't even see. Oh my god.
I mean, at least that's this actually, is fixable, right?
Oh, is it?
That's not fixable.
I don't know. I think we might have to cut. You might have to cut, get it cut
it
off.
Because it somehow went to the other side. Yeah. That's actually fixable. You're like that.
No, I'm not.
You're like that now.
No, stop.
And I'm so sorry for that. Me and my sister got to go. We got a vacation.
I will say, I'm a random guy now. Your leg looks pretty normal, pretty mediocre.
I'm a living average life.
I didn't want to say it, but those are the most mediocre legs I've ever seen.
I'm a mediocre guy. That's what my wife told me before she divorced me. I'm just mediocre.
Are you his wife?
I am. There's nothing wrong with being mediocre. Mediocre's rule, like our mediocre child I'm having.
Who hurt you guys? Why are you guys like this?
No one. No, it's okay to be mediocre. We're just mediocre
people that just happen to be mediocre.
What if he's not mediocre now because his legs are like
that? You should want to be mediocre.
I'm exceptional. I'm 6'6". I'm a big
boy. And I'm 5'1". So let's stop acting like I'm a little person. You just had the flight attendant carry me. I'm a normal sized person. She carried me to my freaking seat.
It was funny.
You think that's not embarrassing?
I didn't think she was
to
actually
me?
Gonna do it.
Me as a mediocre person,
she's
I think that was.
Hey, she was really strong.
She's always I'm on her side with that one. That was kind of crazy.
Yeah, it was funny. Did you laugh when you saw
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I did laugh.
This dude was dying when he
but
saw
I'm also mediocre about it.
I'm not that short. It's not like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. I'm not that small.
But the fact that she just lifted you like this, it was good times.
She does have really strong arms.
She's very strong.
But I am like 122 pounds, so like I'm not that short.
You're a little baby.
Wait, is this the same girl that grew like 6 foot and killed the pilot? Do we call the cops on her?
Oh no, she's running, she's running, get her, 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 get her,
Thank you guys for joining us for another episode of Comfort Level Podcast.
What happened?
I didn't get to show it because I don't think I ever showed it, but shout out Caleb Hammer, Financial Audit Baby.
His merch came in.
I got the merch, baby, and it's for real. And it's nice.
Sam, why are you giving him free advertising?
I love that man.
Because he's trying to be on the show, but not be on the show.
I don't love the man, but I like him a lot.
Yeah, he's cool. Yeah,
no,
he's
you
cool.
said what you said the first time.
No, I don't
time.
Love him, though.
It's okay if you do.
It is okay if I do, but this man, I like him.
Not love.
I don't love him.
And with that, we'll see you guys next week. Bye.